Here at Morning Edition, we try to help you start your day with the news you need. And we generally follow some rules. Use numbers sparingly, it's morning after all, and avoid superlatives. But when you're talking about a boxing match hyped as the fight of the century, and especially if you're talking about the money involved, it's a little hard to avoid, as NPR's Nathan Rott found out.
Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Manny Pacquiao, two of the best pound-for-pound boxers of all time in one ring on May 2nd in Las Vegas. The fight of the decade? Sure. The fight of the century? It's still a little early, but yeah.
The biggest boxing event in the history of the sport and one of the biggest events ever in all of sports.
Okay, let's pump the brakes. With apologies to Leonard Ellerbe of Mayweather Productions, the man you just heard talking at a recent presser, most boxing historians and experts say that this fight, while huge, is not boxing's biggest. That includes Pacquiao's legendary promoter, Bob Arum, outside of the same presser.
You can't compare fights that occur in different eras. You can't. In 1971, March of 71, Ali and Fraser fought. The world stopped.
What Arum and everyone else can agree on, though, is that this will be the richest boxing fight of all time. How so? Well, let's start with one of the men in the ring.
Floyd Money Mayweather!
Who, as his nickname suggests, is one of the highest paid athletes in the world. He's made more than $100 million boxing in a single year, and Mayweather could top that in this fight alone. The purse for the fight is expected to be at least $200 million. Mayweather will make 60% of that, Pacquiao 40, so doing the math, Mayweather stands to make at least $120 million, win or lose. And it could be a lot higher. That $200 million purse can grow depending on pay-per-view buys and ticket sales, both of which are expected to break existing records. If you want to watch a fight from home, it's expected to be about $90, 10 more if you want to watch every jab in HD. For those that want to see the fight in person, good luck. Face value ticket prices are going to range from $1,500 to $7,500.
And that is the highest we've seen face values for a fight ever.
That's Conor Gregoire, an analyst at SeatGeek, an online ticket broker. And he says that those ticket prices are going to be hard to get. Only a couple hundred tickets are expected to be sold publicly.
So if you're going to buy a ticket, and this goes for, you know, whether or not you're a VIP or Joe on the street, you're going to be paying secondary market prices.
And right now, Gregoire says, the cheapest secondary market seat is about $5,000.
And floor seats, which go for, you know, $7,500 on the high end, they start at $28,000.
Some people are complaining that that price is prohibitive to most fans. Promoter Bob Arum has heard them.
But you got to realize that this same thing happens in the Super Bowl. It's just that boxing hasn't had that type of exposure.
But boxing did have that type of exposure. It used to be one of America's marquee sports. As Arum himself said, it used to make the world stop. It just hasn't in a long time, and that's why all of this matters. Pacquiao and Mayweather will either be the signal that boxing can be marquee again, or that its glory days and all of these superlatives will be a thing of the past. Nathan Rott, NPR News.